Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about my daily gratitude practice. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. I've been working on some content about better sleep, and I just couldn't wait to share this gratitude exercise that I use each night to help me fall asleep. It's a part of my nighttime routine, which I will be sharing with you on that episode, so keep an eye out for it in the near future. And stay tuned for the end of the episode. I'm offering you all of my favorite daily journal prompts. I have both morning and night ones, ones to begin your day and ones to reflect back on your day. These journal prompts, in conjunction with my gratitude practice, is just the perfect combination to care for your mental health. But really quick, I want to respect you and give a trigger warning for some of the content in this episode. My past abuse is mentioned, and the story of someone who has been disabled from a gunshot wound is brought up. There are no details given beyond mentioning just that. The focus is on the experience of healing after the fact. I try to be very transparent with others, knowing some people are not in the right place to hear about subjects like these. But before I dive into how I do my daily gratitude practice or let you know how to find my journal prompts, I want to first talk about the benefits of a regular gratitude practice. If you are listening to this, I probably don't need to sell you on why gratitude is important. You likely already know. And going over some of the benefits of daily gratitude, it's meant to remind you of your intentions behind the practice. Because intentions are everything. I believe that it's important to be clear on what your intentions are for everything in life and to infuse that into every word you say and every action that you take. It can really change how you show up in the world and can make practices like this have that much more impact. So here are 8 benefits of doing a daily gratitude practice. Number 1, it is great for your mental health. Studies have shown that practicing gratitude regularly can improve your overall mental health, helping to decrease anxiety, depression, and overall stress, something I think that most people could benefit from. Number 2, an increased appreciation for life. Gratitude helps me to focus more on the good things that I already have in life and less on the negative things that have impacted me in the past or that I'm currently struggling with. I find that it gives me an overall greater appreciation for life when I'm not overwhelmed with all of the negative. And because of that, we get to my next point. Number 3, better moods. Since I am generally in a state of improved mental health and overall appreciation for life with these daily gratitude practices, my mood is better. That just makes sense, right? Number 4, it improves relationships. In the same way that my moods are improved from all of these other benefits, so are my relationships. Not only am I able to show up in a more positive way in the relationship, but a lot of my practice includes taking moments to be grateful for the people around me and all of the wonderful things about them or how they have improved my life. This can help to create an overall feeling of appreciation in these relationships. Number 5, helps with healing. One of the parts that I will be mentioning in my practice is focused on finding gratitude in pain or challenges. It may seem like a very unnatural thing to do at first, but it has greatly helped me move through my own healing journey in multiple areas of my life. Number 6, improves self-esteem. You'll notice another part of my practice centers around promoting self-love. Finding and pointing out things that you love about yourself on a regular basis helps to improve your self-esteem and how you view yourself. Number 7, protects the immune system. If you didn't already know, stress wreaks havoc on your body. One of the ways that it can do that is by wearing on your immune system and making it harder to fight off illnesses. Given that we already talked about how gratitude practices can improve your mental health and lower those stress levels, this shows how these practices can protect your immune system and keep it running strong. Number 8, improved sleep. I will dive more into the ways that I help myself sleep better in another episode, but this one is my top most beneficial one. Doing this gratitude practice at night helps to quiet my brain. It's so focused on finding things, people, or situations to be grateful for that I am no longer sitting with all of those anxious, chaotic, or just plain old random thoughts that pop into my brain as I'm trying to fall asleep. It has greatly improved my sleep and allowed me to fall asleep much quicker. Now, let's get into my daily gratitude practice. Yes, I choose to practice this at night mostly, but there's no rule about when to practice. The best time to practice is when you have time. And when you have space for this, find whatever works for you. If this means that you are waking up and taking 10 to 15 minutes to practice in the morning, doing it on your lunch break, or if you are like me and doing it at night, it's all beneficial, no matter when you do it. And remember, this is meant to be positive and relaxing. While I will be offering you some structure surrounding the practice, make it your own. Don't be so stressed out over doing it right and exactly as I do it. That defeats the purpose. I'm constantly changing, ebbing, and flowing with each practice to make it work for that moment. So I call this my gratitude alphabet game. I start by picking a letter of the alphabet. Let's start with A just to keep it simple. Now, we are going to be finding five things that you are grateful for that start with the letter A. These can be things, people, places, situations, or qualities. Make it about whatever you feel grateful for. Since I am always focused on promoting self-love, I try to come up with three things that I'm grateful for in myself. With the letter A, it might be my attitude, because I'm grateful that I tend to maintain a positive and kind attitude. Or it might be my aspirations that I'm grateful for, because they drive me forward in life. Some days, this may be the only moment that I really get to stop and compliment or love on myself a little bit, and that is so important. Then, for the remaining two choices, I will choose experiences or people that I am grateful for. I want to add a little bit of a challenge for you, because challenging ourselves is healthy from time to time. You could easily choose experiences or people that have positively impacted your life. That's easy. It makes sense to gravitate towards those things. And like I said, there are no rules, so feel free to stick with just two positive choices if you would like. However, if you know that there are experiences or people who may have hurt you or are continuing to add any source of negativity into your life, I'm going to challenge you to find something positive to be grateful for in the situation. If you aren't ready to do this and the feelings are too raw, that's okay. But hear me out. I first saw this concept on an episode of Queer Eye, where Wesley, a man who had been shot and was disabled from that, was able to look the man who did it in the eye and thanked him. My mind was blown. I had to process it, go back, watch it again, and then I told everyone in my life to go watch it, especially if they had past trauma. My initial reaction was thinking about my abuser and wondering how the heck I could ever thank him. But Wesley's message kept ringing in my head. He said that he wasn't proud of who he was before, and that this incredibly painful and traumatic experience completely changed him into the person he is proud to be today. He suffered. There is no doubt that he has every right to be angry, to place blame, to never forgive. But he took it one step further and not only forgave the man, but thanked him. Thanked him for making him the person that he was today. Because without that traumatic event, he would not be as strong, successful, or as healthy-minded as he was in that moment. I challenged myself to think of my past abuse and to find reasons to be grateful. Slowly, I found a couple. And then, once my mind was open to that, the reasons for gratitude started pouring in. If it wasn't for being broken down and destroyed, I wouldn't have healed. I wouldn't have healed from the trauma prior to the abuse, my past abuse, past neglect, childhood wounds that I was carrying forward. my behaviors wouldn't have changed. I'd still be seeking unhealthy relationships with unhealthy people. My mental resiliency would have never been shown to me, or my general overall strength. In having to pick up all of the billion broken pieces of my life, I was able to carefully and very intentionally craft a life that I could have never believed I was worthy of living before. My trauma showed me what I didn't deserve, how I didn't deserve to be treated, and allowed me to move forward knowing exactly what I needed from other relationships. If I had not learned to be so clear in what I deserved, I wouldn't have found my husband now, and I wouldn't have started a beautiful family. This podcast began because I desperately wanted to help out domestic violence survivors heal after that trauma. I talked about this in my first episode, the beginning of Root and Rise, but as a quick recap for anyone who hasn't heard that yet, I was hearing about domestic violence numbers rising during the pandemic and just had to help. I had to do something. Root and Rise was that outlet for me. I was able to share my story for the first time, create a safe space for others to share theirs, and offer guidance and hope for rebuilding after trauma. None of these absolutely amazing things that I have created in myself or in my life would be here today had I not had this past abuse. I finally got it. I could be grateful for that experience. Even if I never wanted to or even got the chance to say that to the person who did it, this release of pain was for me, not for them. It was a crucial part of my healing journey to finally look back and see that there was not only a light at the end of the tunnel, but realize that I was now basking in that sunshine miles away from the tunnel. Back to my point, if you can find one person or experience that you still feel pain or any sense of negativity from, I am challenging you to find something to be grateful for. What did that teach you? How did it help you grow? In what ways are you going to be able to apply this lesson into your present or future life and prevent it from happening again? Remember, acknowledging something positive in the situation does not mean the negative doesn't still exist. They can and do absolutely coexist with one another. It's okay to hold space for both the good and the bad feelings. As I said before, it's also okay if you just want to find two positive people, places, or experiences to be grateful for. It's important to be flexible. Meet yourself where you are at in that moment and do what feels healthy for you. Maybe I'm just planting a seed for a certain negative situation or person in your brain that you will keep watering over time. At some point, you might be ready to find that silver lining for yourself. And that's it. That's my daily gratitude practice. I use this as part of my nightly routine, which you'll be hearing about in an upcoming episode. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten my promise to you. I'm offering you all of my favorite daily journal prompts. I have both morning and night ones, ones to begin your day and ones to reflect back on your day. And these do include prompts for gratitude, as well as many other reflective and inspiring ones to help you thrive. Plus, I don't think I mentioned this, but they're all entirely free. I will link these in my show notes for you. Or if you want to find these and many more of my other journal prompts, head over to rootandriseblog.com and search for journal prompts. I am constantly adding more and more for specific situations like coping with triggers or overcoming anxiety. I also share snippets of these on Instagram and TikTok, so be sure to follow Root and Rise Podcast for updates. Do you have any journal prompts that you would like to see? Reach out to me and let me know. I'd be happy to provide you with some, because chances are you're not the only one needing them. Well, friends, you just heard all about my daily gratitude practice and how to find those morning and nightly journal prompts that I am offering to you. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise Podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.